Tonight is Lag BaOmer, so Am Yisrael has noheg that this is a day of extra simcha. So halachically speaking, today, this afternoon, we don't say mincha. And tonight, even though... Tachanun, we do say mincha. Sorry. We don't say tachanun, but Baruch Hashem, we say mincha. Tonight, the minhag is, even though during the Omer, we generally don't sing and play live music, but on Lag BaOmer, at least for Ashkenazim and many Sfaradim, already tonight, I'm pretty sure almost everyone plays music and dances, even Sfaradim. Tomorrow Ashkenazim get haircuts, and what's the other source of rejoicing? And marriage. If anyone wants to get married, tomorrow's a great day. Just gotta go find yourself a wife. Some Sfaradim wait until the night of Lag BaOmer, after Lag BaOmer to get married. This is mamash marriage season. A lot of marriages in the air. Baruch Hashem. I'm actually playing a wedding for a 75-year-old, and I need two guys to volunteer to dance with me on Lag BaOmer. So if anyone wants to come over to me afterwards. What are we celebrating? So there's many given reasons. Nobody really knows. One explanation of the Me'iri in Yevamos is that this was the day that the plague stopped and the students of Rabbi Akiva stopped dying. Others explain that this is the day that Rabbi Akiva gave smicha to his five main students that would continue the Jewish tradition after the merit of Bar Kokhba. And amongst those five students was Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And the most famous explanation, they're not necessarily mutually exclusive, is that this is the day of the passing away, or the Hilula, of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And there's a tradition in the Kabbalah that this is the day that his Torahs, when he died, were able to be revealed and go out into the world. Like the Mechitza, which kind of stopped his Torahs from going out to everyone, were removed when he died. And this is the day when everyone can connect to Torah Taso, to Kabbalah, and Chassidut. Hilula literally means, anybody know? A wedding. So it's a wedding. It's a day where it's said that when you learn Torah, it's bedvekus. It's like erusin. It's like engagement. But when a person dies, that Torah is able to go out into the world, and it's like a wedding in heaven. And they greeted Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai with so much joy and dancing. It was like a wedding, and that's why it's called the Hilula, which is why we also rejoice and dance and sing. So it should be a day of great joy and connection to Torah. That's what you should do. What you should not do is don't burn clothing. That's just Baal Tashchis. And even though some have a custom to burn clothing in fires, don't recommend that. Don't push people. That's not nice. Derech Eretz still applies, even in your own. If you see people pushing people, judge them favorably. You know, in India, they eat with their hands. You got to understand the minhag of the makam, so try not to judge people with a negative eye. And do daven, do learn, and sing. These are all wonderful things to do on Lag BaOmer.